It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out with David Pollack.
Simple lifestyle changes can turn back the clock and help you have more energy, look better, look younger, and feel younger. It's all about beauty inside out. Now, we all know the name Good Housekeeping Magazine, which reaches over 21 million people every month. But are you ready for this? They've now published a New York Times best-selling book called 7 Years Younger. The book actually breaks down the simple steps you can do right now to look and feel younger and erase the years. Okay, but you know me. I had to know more, so I went right to the top. Yep, that's right. My guest today is Rosemary Ellis. She's the editor-in-chief of Good Housekeeping Magazine. She's an icon in the publishing business. She's frequently on the Today Show, Good Morning America. But today, she's with us here on Radio MD. Rosemary, thank you for joining us.
I'm so happy to be with you.
Well, let's get right down to it. I got to tell you, most people think beauty is just on the outside. But I think that tide is changing. And on my show, Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Sure, that could not be less true. Although it's true that if you want to really look great, you work both from the outside in and the inside out. And 7 years younger is all about how to do that in the simplest, easiest, and most pragmatic way possible.
Well, on my show, we talk about things like that and a lot of the internal issues that affect beauty, like nutrition, for example. And in your book, you actually speak to that point, but you've got a lot to share. Can you share with us some of the foods you found that actually may be causing us to age?
Sure. I mean, what we call strategic nutrition is a huge part of the 7 Years Younger program, because we know that there are both foods that really they age your body. They promote low-grade inflammation, which we know from the last 10 or 15 years of serious medical studies, cause everything from heart disease to skin aging to even cancer. And so things like sugar, you know, which is in almost everything. We don't even know how much sugar we eat. Certainly saturated fat, the kind of fat that you find in marbled meats and in full dairy products. And also alcohol, drinking a lot. Drinking a little, not a problem. Drinking a lot really can age you. Those are things that all take away from the building blocks that your body needs to stay young and to look good. But conversely, there are terrific foods that usually taste great that actively promote different areas of anti-aging, things like carotenoids.
Like
carotenoids, which is any yellow, orange, or red pigmented fruit or vegetable has got carotenoids in it, and it's packed with antioxidants that destroy what we call free radicals, the little pieces of cells that actually cause your cells to misfunction and cause them to age. So carotenoids target them and get rid of them. So foods like tomatoes, apricots, orange, squash, sweet potatoes, red grapefruit all have carotenoids, and that's something that we've built a lot of those foods into this diet. So it's a great example of one kind of food.
But in truth, there are
a number of foods, and we created a meal plan and recipes to go with them that taste great and that do not feel like diet food, but that will help you lose weight if you need to lose weight, and also give you all those anti-aging ingredients.
Somebody like me who doesn't have all the experience and the knowledge you've got, you can make it very simple for me to lose a little bit of weight, but more importantly, actually help slow down the signs of aging or even reverse it by just changing a few of the foods I eat.
Right. I mean, what we know and where the phrase 7 years younger comes from is based on really solid scientific research that's been done largely over the last decade. That's when the science of anti-aging has really come into its own, both with everything from nutrition to skincare. If you're doing everything pretty much right, if you're eating the right kinds of foods, if you're getting some exercise and enough rest at night, if you're putting the right kinds of products on the right kinds of ingredients on your face when you clean it at night, mm-hmm. that we know mm-hmm. that the average person can take about 7 years off their appearance without doing something really drastic like plastic surgery.
And I love hearing that because I'd love to see people avoid the plastic surgery. But you actually just hit on the subject. I got to tell you, I hate to say my age, but I'm actually in my late 40s now, and I had never in my life ever exercised until about a year ago. And I started off small. And now I'm addicted, and I've got more energy. I actually feel like I've got more energy, and I'm thinner than I was 10 years ago. Now, what kind of advice do you have that you could share with listeners for people like me who normally would never have worked out or want to get started? But what could you suggest?
Well, I think an important thing to realize is that you don't have to go on a hard and fast exercise program as much as you need to be aware of building movement into your day, and that's a great place to start. So getting up and walking to the furthest printer in the office from where you're sitting, taking a walk break during lunch, always taking the stairs or walking up escalators, just little kinds of movements that you build into your day, parking at the far end of the parking lot when you're going to the grocery store.
You took the words out of my mouth. That's exactly what I do, is I park far out on purpose and walk all the way in just trying
to
get
the
extra few steps.
It's great. It counts. It's great. And then, you know, if you want to do a more formal exercise program, that's great. And the women in the book that we put on this program for 7 weeks who got terrific results did build exercise into their day, but it wasn't like training to run a marathon. It was like building walking into their day, which is also, I should add, a really important element in stress reduction. And that is a big ager, feeling stressed all the time.
Yes.
I mean, I don't have to tell you this, right? So,
You're hitting on something. I was just going to ask you, if I put aside nutrition and physical health, let's talk emotional health and the role stress has on us. Say, you're hitting all this inside parts that I love hearing. So please share with us some of the things.
Well, you know, the 7 Years Younger program really has 7 different components that we look at. It's skin and makeup and hair, fitness and brain fitness, that is mental agility, you know, staying sharp, and also emotional fitness, a.k.a. de-stressing. Along with, with nutrition, and they're all components of a healthy life or an unhealthy life if you're not doing the right things. But we know that stress definitely raises the levels of cortisol in your body, and triggers an inflammation response, and it's not good for you to feel stressed over the long haul. We all feel stressed in short spurts from time to time, and that's okay, but it's a sort of sustained grind that really can wear on people, and it shows up in your body.
Now, you mentioned skincare, makeup, hair, et cetera, but let's talk just for a second skincare. What are like some of the basics you'd tell us that maybe some people either overlook or need the reassurance that they're doing the right thing?
Well, a couple of things are really basic. One is that you should make sure that you're drinking a lot of water during the day, because moisturizing your skin from the inside out is the best way to treat it well. The two things that will age your skin faster than anything are sun and excessive alcohol. So you need to either stay out of the sun or wear a sunscreen, and wear enough of it to do some good, even under your makeup if you're wearing makeup. And also, drinking is dehydrating. So a glass of wine at night is okay, but having a lot to drink is really going to show up on your skin. Then also, how the whole 7 Years Younger program started, David, was a huge test that we did in the Good Housekeeping Research Institute's labs, our beauty labs, 3 years ago. When we put to the test, we looked at more than 400 skin creams that were making some of them really crazy anti-aging claims, and we were very skeptical. But, we have a PhD in organic chemistry who runs that lab. We were working with some of the best research dermatologists in the country. We narrowed the list down to about 96 products based on ingredients that we thought might have a shot of working. And then we spent the next 18 months testing them, both in our labs with before and after photos and all sorts of measurements, and in real women's homes on 826 women. And what we found was that a lot of this stuff doesn't work at all. It's packaged nicely, it smells great, but it's no better than the cold cream your grandmother used 50 years ago. But there were a few products that actually did make a difference. And there is real science behind some of these products today. And you need to know, what the ingredients are. When we published that list in the magazine, we got an overwhelming response of readers wanting to know more. The products sold out on store shelves at one. And so it's a matter of knowing, am I putting the right thing on my skin at night? First of all, everyone should clean their skin at night and then put on the product that is really going to nurture your skin all night while you sleep. It's like the lazy woman's diet, right?
Rosemary, I got to thank you for joining us. The book is 7 Years Younger, and it's definitely a must-read. It's available in hardcover and in digital format as an ebook. You can get it in bookstores across the country as well as online, or visit www.7yearsyounger.com. Rosemary, thank you again for joining us. I can't wait to read it.